From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expresses sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of the more than 2,400 Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on Pearl Harbor 75 years ago. Mr. Abe did not apologize for the Japanese attack. His staff said the purpose of his trip was to show how U.S.-Japanese relations have evolved since the war. He stood beside U.S. President Barack Obama during a ceremony at the Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam in Honolulu.
Here at Pearl Harbor, America's first battle of the Second World War roused a nation. Here, in so many ways, America came of age. A generation of Americans, including my grandparents, that greatest generation, they did not seek war, but they refused to shrink from it.
President Obama in Hawaii. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday search teams have found the main flight data recorder from a military passenger plane that crashed over the weekend into the Black Sea. Russian news agencies said the device would be delivered to Moscow for analysis. Meanwhile, Russian Transportation Minister Maxim Sokolov says it's too early to reach any conclusions about the cause of the crash. Officials say terrorism has not been ruled out, but is extremely unlikely. All 92 people aboard the plane were killed. Russia says a recent U.S. decision to ease restrictions on arming Syrian rebels is a hostile act, that it will jeopardize Russia's forces and other interests in Syria. A foreign ministry spokeswoman criticized the policy change Tuesday. This is VOA News. A leading U.S. senator is telling Baltic state leaders they can count on continued U.S. support from the incoming Donald Trump administration in the event of any Russian aggression. Senator John McCain also said Tuesday he does not foresee any easing of sanctions imposed on Russia after its annexation of Crimea in 2014. McCain spoke in the Estonian capital Tallinn.
At this time, when we see things like the cyber attacks that are being conducted by Russia, China, and other countries, when we see the continued aggression in Crimea and in eastern Ukraine, when we see continued threats that are made to Georgia, our relationship is more important than perhaps it's been in a long, long time.
Leaders of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia have been unnerved by Russian takeovers of border regions in Ukraine and Georgia, as well as Russia's arms buildup close to their borders. Actress Carrie Fisher died Tuesday at the age of 60. She had suffered a medical emergency on board a plane last Friday and had been recovering in a hospital. Fisher was best known for playing the role of Princess Leia in the original Star Wars movie. She had many fans who mourned her death.
One thing we know for sure, the Force is with you, Carrie. We love you.
She was a huge star. You know, Star Wars was an amazing film.
I think it's really sad. I thought, too, that they said she was getting better in the hospital after she had a heart attack, so it feels really sad.
Fisher was the daughter of actress Debbie Reynolds and the late singer Eddie Fisher. Israeli officials are set to approve permits Wednesday for the construction of hundreds of new settlement houses in East Jerusalem. The move comes despite a United Nations resolution calling for an end to such construction in territories seized by Israel in the 1967 war and claimed by Palestinians. Israeli news reports say the Jerusalem District Zoning Committee is set to approve construction of about 600 housing units as part of a larger plan for nearly 6,000 new homes. Meanwhile, an Israeli spokesman tells a U.S. news network that the Obama administration was behind the U.N. resolution. On Sunday, a visibly angry Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the U.S. action a shameful swipe against Israel. Palestinians, meanwhile, hailed the vote. Turkey has begun the trial of 29 police officers accused of helping the failed July coup. Prosecutors in Istanbul say the accused aided the plot by failing to protect the residents of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.